thing about being my age is that you did all your dumb stuff before the internet came along.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Well, the new year is upon us, and there's one thing that's going to happen. We're going to get older. We can't go back. There's no time machine available for purchase on Amazon, though I understand there's one available on eBay. If you buy it, do come back and tell us how it worked. The anti-aging people claim to have little magic pills that will set the clock back for you, but those don't work either. A 105-year-old I know has stayed away from those pills in favor of bacon and high-fat yogurt. But at some point this year, we will all celebrate another birthday. Last year, my wife turned older. I said to her, I wanted to give you something absolutely wonderful for your birthday. Then I remembered, you already have me. It's important to have some good lines ready for birthday parties this year. So here are some birthday wishes that you may want to write on a blank birthday card for friends and family. Forget about the past. You can't change it. Forget about the future. You can't predict it. Forget about the present. I didn't get you one. You don't look a day over 16. From a distance, with my eyes closed, from where I'm sitting now, I can smell prune juice. To an amazing friend on their birthday, my only regret is not meeting you sooner so I could have annoyed you longer. If anyone calls you old this year, don't worry about it. Just throw your dentures at them and hit them with your cane. The secret for staying young at your age is makeup. Make up your age and stick with it. You might be prehistoric, but at least you're not extinct. Whatever you do, don't let aging get you down. At your age, it's way too hard to get back up. And if one of your parents is having a birthday, try this one. Happy birthday, Mom or Dad. Whatever life throws at you this year, just be thankful that you don't have homely children. Birthday wishes. Of course, we all have wishes for the coming year. We want to age gracefully. We wish for good health and better habits. In a troubled world, many wish for peace. It's a noble wish, of course, but the truth is we haven't had peace down here since Cain killed his brother Abel. Nor will we have true and lasting peace until the Prince of Peace comes. I wish for you an authentic, growing relationship with Jesus, where your past is bigger than your future, and your future is filled with hope. In John 16, Jesus warns his disciples that the next chapter will be hard. In this world, you will have trouble, he said. That's not a great birthday card or bumper sticker, but it's true. Amid the joys of this coming year, we will see trials, troubles, and ingrown toenails. But Jesus also said, "Take heart, I have overcome the world." In the midst of the troubles of this coming year, Jesus invites us to trust him now, to know the rest he provides now. "I have told you these things," he said, "so that in me you may have peace." That peace is available to us who trust the Prince of Peace, Jesus, and it should ooze from us. Where possible, we can be peacemakers, spreading the peace of Christ in our homes and our workplaces. God's presence, his sovereignty, and his grace help us carry inner peace wherever we go, no matter how many candles we were going to attempt to extinguish on our birthday cakes. Speaking of birthdays, a friend is having one in a few weeks. I bought him a card that made me smile. We'll see if it makes him smile. It says, "Your big day is becoming a serious fire hazard. Blow out the candles, quick!"
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.